the last line of Daf Tezayin Amud Beis. We're speaking about the Divrei Tfilah V'Tachnunim that the Amoraim used to be mispalol after Shemayna Esrei. Rav Savche Bosor Tzloisei Omar Hochi. Yehi Rotzim Ulfonecho Hashem Aleikeinu Shatosim Sholoim B'Pamalyo Sholmailo. That there should be shalom between the malachim mailo. Each ummah has a sar. So there was a bakoshe that there should be shalom bepamal yeshal mailo. So Rashi says, b'chaburas sorei ha'umais. Shekshah ha'sorim shal mailo yeshtago b'neihem. If there is milchome between the sorim, tekev yesh k'toto b'in ha'umais. So then automatically, there is a machloikis between the ummas themselves. The ummas are affected by the ma'isa hasorim. Kedachsiv va'ata oshuv lehilochem im sar poras. He said, the malach told Daniel he's going to return to be loichem with sar poras. Al kaponim, we see from that inyan that whatever the poras was doing to Klal Yisrael was affected by the mulchome that there was between the malach that was noitzai de maisa Daniel and the sar shal poras. So that was one inyan. Shetosim sholoim bepamalya shal mailo. Ubepamalya shal mato. Rashi says, what is pamalya shal mato? Bachaburas hachachomen. Between the chachomim there should be sholim. Ubein ha-talmidim, those who are not in the darge of chachomim, they are still talmidim. Ubein ha-talmidim ha-oiskim b'teirotcho. Bein oiskin lishmo, bein oiskin sholoi lishmo. There should also be sholim between them. B'chol ha-oiskin sholoi lishmo, yihirotzain shiyo oiskim lishmo. So others say, Rabbi Yehonas and Zechayinu Bacha brings from the Ksav Seifa, Yehi Rotzein is not a tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shlom, because he said before, Yehi Rotzein Milfonecho. Yehi Rotzein, that they should have a Rotzein, Sheyu Oiskim Lishmo, that they should want to be Oisik Lishmo. The Marsha says that we'll see in Tosfos, there are two types of Oiskim Sheloi Lishmo. There's one oisik shaloi lishma, a person is learning mishum kaved because of other pniyas. So it could be that there could be friction between one Talmud and another Talmud, and that he was mispalo shetoshim that there should be shalom. That they should be shalom. Ubein atamidim oiskim b'teiros, ubein oiskim lishma, ubein oiskim shaloi lishma. You have a chabur of Talmidim, so the oiskim shaloi lishmo, there should be sholim, there shouldn't be any friction between them and the oiskim lishmo. But then Taisvah says there's another type of oisik shaloi lishmo. There's a loimid al menas lekanter. His whole purpose in learning is to chepayen it. So on those he can't be mispalosh that there should be sholim between them, because if he's weiter a shaloi lishmo, so his whole tachlis is lekanter. So he can't ask them possible. So on him he was mispala yirotzim shi oiskin lishmo. That he should become an oisik lishmo. Rab Alexandria boso tzloise omahochi. Yirotzim milfonecho Hashem aleikeinu shetamideinu bekeren oiro. Va'al tamideinu bekeren chasheicho. So Rashi says, Bekeren oira, Bezovis oira. The Goin says, Pshat in Rashi, that what Rashi had to say, Keren is Zovis. One could think maybe Keren is a Loshen of oir, Ki Koran oir ponov, but then it would be difficult to say Pshat in Keren Chasheicha. So therefore Rashi says, Keren oira means a Zovis. A corner is usually a place that is very narrow and there's not too much place there. So the Marsha says, even though Klal Yisrael will find themselves in a matzah, or they're cornered, they find themselves in a matzah of dochuk, but al kaponim it should be ba'oira. They should be mekabalit besimcha. They should realize hakir letayvosam. It shouldn't be a matzav dochuk, and there should be a chashchosh. The Tzlach wants to say Keren is a lotion of Yorum Karnoi. It seems Rabbi Alexandria was Zeiche, he was a Nossi and a Shoifet, and he had Memshola. And Memshola could bring with it Oira, and it could bring with it Chashecha. A person that has powers in him, he could do a tremendous amount. But there's tremendous Nisyonis of Sheichad and etc., and a mishpat shaloikidin. So, memele, if I find myself in a matzav of keren vayorim karnoi, it should be oira in not chasheicho. Val yidve libeinu, val yecheshchu einenu. Ike da amri ho Rav Amnune matzlilo. Rav Amnune was mespalo this tefillah. Rav Alexandria boso de matzli omahochi. Ribein hoilomin. Goloi v'yodua lefonecho sheretzaynenu lasais retzaynecho. That our main rotzen is, we want to do your rotzen, but we don't see the results. We don't see that lamaisa we are zoiche to do your rotzen. Umi ma'akev sa'er shebi'iso v'shibud malchies. So Rashi says, what is sa'er shebi'iso? If it is true, why can we accomplish what we want to do? The Marsho explains, the Rambam says in Shmoyne Prokim, that a person should always go b'derech hamitzua. In all in yoni olam hazeh, He should be an enemy Olam Hazeh, he shouldn't be a Baal Taive, he shouldn't go the Indian Moisres, and Lidach Gise, he shouldn't be in Gansen Torush min Yoni Olam Hazeh. He should go the Derech HaMitzua in all the Dvorim HaMutorim where there are two extremes, he should go in the middle. So, in the Tfilah, Rabbi Alexandria said, but we have two things pulling us to both extremes. We have the Seir Shebi'ise that wants to inflate us. That means that he wants that we should go overboard. That's just like the Seir is Machmitz the Isa and it blows it up and it can go without a Gvul. The same thing, the Seir Shebi'ise makes us go overboard. Le'idach Gise, the Shibud Malchies, when we're under the Umis Oilam, they press us down completely. Which is also, so it is impossible to have normal actions. So therefore, these two are a pair, and because of them, we cannot be zoiche to be mamala yorotzen. Yorotzen mulfonecho, shetatzileinu miyodom, v'noshuv lasais chukei retzeinecho b'leiv av sholei. Rave Boso Tzloisei. Rave after his Tvile Omar Hochi. And this is what we say, Yom HaKippurim, Alekai Ad Shelo Neitzarti Eini Kedai. Before the Yetzire, it wasn't Kedai. Rashi says, Lo Hayisi Choshuv V'Hogun Liyos Neitzo. The potentials that should have come out from my Yetzire after the Yetzire I see, Vayayisi Choshu V'Hogun Liyos Neitzo. Some of Oshim say Pshat because before the Yetzire I also wasn't doing Averis. The whole thing that I should have done mitzvahs, which before was impossible, so now I'm also not doing them. Actually, in the Tzalti, any Kedai, from my actions, I see it wasn't Kedai the whole Yetzirah. But Achshav Shenei Tzalti, Ke'ilu Loi Netzalti. An accomplishment we don't see. Machshi Vusi Rashi says, Reini Ke'ilu Loi Netzalti. Ofer Ani Bechayoi, Kalvochoymer Bemisosi. Hare Ani Lefonecho Kichli Molei Busha Uchlima. the Goyin says pshat that on two in Yonim he was misvade. Legabi, the mitzvah is what I do. It's ofar ani bechayay. Ofar is a loshen von afriyes, von chumriyes. That means the mitzvahs are not accomplished b'shleimis. There is a taruvis of afriyes and gashmiyes in the mitzvahs. That's in the kiyama mitzvahs. And in the averis, kikli molei bushe machmas the averis. And he says that is pshat in the posik, ki hu yoda yitzreinu zocher ki ofer anochnu. Yoda yitzreinu goes, that is why we are nichshul and averis, and zocher ki ofer anochnu, that is why the mitzvahs are not done b'shleimis, the mitzvahs are done with the taruvis of afriyis and gashmiyis. Yirotzeim ufonecha Hashem aloikai sheloi echto oi. ומה שחטוסי לפניך מורק ברחמך הורבים, אבל לא היה ידי יסורים וחולויים רואים. והיינו וידוי דרב אמנון נזוטה ביום הדכיפורים. עוד אסי, דרמבה מנהוכש תשובה, says the union of וידוי is that the יסוידס of תשובה, one should speak out. First the Rambam says what the יסוידס of תשובה are, and the vidui dvorim is all these yesaidas, he speaks it out pipip, that is vidui dvorim. The mafoshim ask, one of the yesaidas of tshuva is the kabbalah lehabo, that a person is mekabel on himself that al kaponim from now on and further he won't be nichshol in the chet, or is mekabel al kaponim not to be nichshol in the chet. That's what. So the Mefoshim ask, if that is the case, so in our vidui, we don't find a Kabbalah lahabe. No, the vidui, mashamnu, bagadnu, we speak about the averis which we have done. Perhaps there's charot involved, but we don't speak about the charote. In Oitzer HaTfilos, one of the Mefoshim wants to say, this is the Kabbalah lahabe. Rabbi Nishlam, yirotzim lufonecha Hashem aloikai sheloi echto oid. That means a person without a tefillah can't say, I won't do a chet. I'm asking the Rabbi Nishlam to help me. With Ezer Hashem, Efshe Kenechis Bavaisen. So Memele, this is the Kabbalah Lahabe. Yirotzu Mefanecha Hashem Aloikai, Sheloi Echtoi, Tefillah Isa Machze, Al Koponim, this is the Chelik HaKabbalah, which is mentioned in the Vidui. Morek kavochomer shebemisosi ofarani morek kalei vohosein, that the Rabbi Nishleilom should be moichik v'chatoim. Mar berei deravine ki have mesayim tzloisei omar hochi. Eloikai nitzer l'sheini meiro sivsoisei midaber mirmo. I think the Goyin says, Mirmo is echad beper v'echad belev, so that's why it's sifsoisai, that he's not, exactly what he's saying is not what he means. It's sifsoisayim chalukais. V'lem kalalai navshi sidoim, Masha, I think, says, tu pshotim, either if someone is mekalal me, navshi sidoim, I shouldn't answer back. And the love and veinim oildim, shemim chirposim veinim meshivim, or maybe it's a tefillah that they shouldn't be mekalum. Mekalei navshi sidaim, the Rebbeinu to see that they should become quiet. The navshi ke'ofo la'kel tiye, psachli b'seiro secho, ove mitzvei secho, tirdoif navshi. The Marei Mesode wants to say that a person has in himself, the person was created from Dalad Yesoides. There's the Yesoid Ha'ofo, Vahamayim, and the Yesoid Ha'esh Vaharuach. And the person has in himself these four Yesoides. The Yesoid Ha'ofo is, which brings in the person a midah of laziness and sablonis. Like, nothing bothers him, you can step on him, that's the Yesoid Ha'ofo. The Yisayid Ha'esh and the Yisayid Ha'ruach, that motivates the person, that gives him the zrizes to do things. So one has to control these inborn traits which every person has. So usually it works the other way. It works bein adam lachaveiroi, there there's goyver the yisoyit ha'esh v'ruach. Someone said something about him, someone did something, oh, he'll jump right back at him, he'll show he's not a lemela. So he uses the koyach ha'esh v'ruach and bein adam lachaveiroi. When it comes to mitzvahs, then he's tired and it's difficult, then the yisoyit ha'ofar is goyver. So he was mispalo, no, it should work the other way around. When it comes to kekel ha'adam, this is the bein adam lachaveiroi. For everyone, whatever they say, whatever they do, it shouldn't bother me. They'll step on me. There, the yisayit ha'esh and the yisayit ha'ruach should function. That their things should be done with a zrizis and with a redife. V'tzatzileini mi pegaro, mi yetzeroro, mi isharo. ומכל רוי המשרק שיסלובי בעולם, וכל החושבים על הירו מאיר עופר הצוסם וקלקל מחשבוי סם, יהיו לרוצן עם ריפי והגן ליבי לפניך השם צורי וגויאלי. Is the Rashba brings a raya from this Gemara that the יהיו לרוצן is said after the תחנונים. Because by all the others we didn't see this, and here it says Yulorotzin Imrefi, and it's chiddush to the Rashi. It brings the Rai that holds it can't be like that. That the whole inyan of Tachnunim, the Yulorotzin should be said before. Kaponim, there's a whole tumult in this inyan, but we have a raya from this Gemara. Rav Sheishes ki have Yosef betainise. When a day Rav Sheishes used to fast, Boso de Matli, after he was mispalu, Minche Oma Hochi, Riboino Ilomim Goli Lefonecho Bizman Shebeis Amigdosh Kayim Odom Choytei Umakriv Kolben. The aside of the Kolben was that Ramban brings down in Chumish that the person used to watch whatever was done with the Kolben, and it was Achazde Hashem that since the Kolben came from his Momoinoi, from his mom and from his wealth, so what was being done to his kolben, to Rabbeinu Shloilom, was machshiv keilu it was done with him. So what? How did the ritzi come about? Ve'makrivim imenu elo chelboy v'domei zrikas domei in aktores chelboy. And with this, umischapeloi, he was zeiche for a kapora. Va'achsho yoshavti b'taynes, and this is not a keilu. This is Menismayit Chelbi V'Domi. Yirotzeim Lufonecho Shei Chelbi V'Domi Shenismayit Kilo Ikraftiv Lufonecho Al Gabi HaMizbeach V'Tirtzeini. Rav Yochanan Ki Havim Misayim Sifre De'iyoiv Omar Hochi. Soif Odom Lomus V'Soif Behema L'Shchite Ba'akel lemisa heim oimdim. The tzlach, the shleima mishnasai, what did Rabbi Yochanan see from the, those messiahim, sifcha de Iyav? The sefer Iyav ends, Vayomos Iyav zokein usva yomin. That's the last posik in Iyav. So the tzlach says that Rabbi Yochanan had a kasha. How could one be sva yomim? There's an inyan of sviya, a person is satisfied. The more a person lives, the more a person could accomplish. There's more, the more schusim he could have. It is bakant that the goyin, before the ptire cried, they asked him why he was crying, so he said he's leaving such a world that one with a small amount of money could be mekayim such a mitzvah chshuve like the mitzvah of tzitzis. He's losing the opportunity. This world is a world of opportunities. How can the pasuk say usva yomim? There was saveya, fully accomplished. So the tzlach says as follows. Let's go to the end. Vahakel lemisa heim oimdim. The Tzlach says there is a certain amount that a person, b'pshas the yitzira, there's a certain amount that a person is able to accomplish. The Sforim bring down there's a difference between a malach and an adam. Malach is called an oimed, ha'oimdim ha'ele, and the adam is called a mahalach. A person never stays in one place. He's either going up or down. But al kaponim, he's not stationary. A malach is an oimid. A malach can never accomplish anything. A malach doesn't have bechire. A malach is an oimid. So the Tzlach brings down that a person has a certain amount that he's able to accomplish. And afterwards, there's not more than he can accomplish. So he says, that's the end. V'hakel l'misa hein oimdim. There's a matzev that they're all, they're oimid, that means they're oimid l'misa because there's nothing else that they can accomplish. So memeila, when one reaches this dalge, so then one can be a soveya. Soif odom lomus. So the tachlis is then to die, because gedolim tzadikim b'misosam yoisim b'chayim, so that's a soif, that is a tachlis. If there's only a certain amount one can accomplish, that eventually there'll be an oimid, so then fakelt, nothing is being lost by the misa, and fakelt is going to a higher madrega through the misa. V'soif behema l'shchite, and the tachlis of a behema is to be geshochten, and to be eaten. A brocha should be made on the behemah. It should be used for achilas odom. That is the, and the achilas odom, he receives koyach through the achilas behemah, and that is the tachlis of the behemah. Ashrei mi shegodol batoire va'amole batoire. Va'oisen achas chuach liyoitzroi. The Shleimi Mishnasi wants to say that Soif Odom, if a person was zeichet to use out his years, that's the tachlis the misa is Ashrei mi shegodol batoire. If we have, there's a tachlis of a behema also, because a behema is misayeya the Odom b'avodas Hashem, so Ashrei mi she'amolei batoire, the Shleima Mishnasi wants to say, means a person who is amol b'malache, and he takes this amol and he uses it for achzokis ha-teire, alachas kama v'kama, he's accomplishing more than the behema accomplished. V'oisen achas chuch li'yitzroi v'godel b'shem toiv, v'niftar b'shem toiv min ha'olam. Others say, I think the Tzlach says, v'godel b'shem toiv. Ashrei mi shenizgadol ba'avur shem toiv. Sometimes a person gets a shem toiv because people want to get on his good side, so they give him a shem toiv. The godel, his whole godless, is bavur shem toiv. And even though he was eichet to hatzloche bin yonei oylem hazeh, v'nifta b'shem toiv, the hatzloche did not spoil him. All of them are shleime toiv shem mishemen toiv, v'yoyim hamoves, v'yoyim ha'yivoldoi. So fakelt, when this person comes to the Yom HaMoves, he accomplished more, but it's a greater simcha than Yom Hivoldoi. As the Rabbeinu Yonah Novus brings a marshal that when a ship goes out, when the ship comes back into the port, so when the ship is going out, no one can know what eventually will occur with the ship. It's going into dangerous waters. When the ship comes back, then that's the Zman Simcha, we know it had accomplished, it was successful in its journey. That is Pshat, Yoim HaMoves MiYoim HiVoldoi. When a person is born, no one can ever know what he will accomplish with the Leide. So therefore then, even though there is a Simcha, there's a potential, but it is not a Simcha Shleima because of this Vekas, what can happen with this person? What will he do with his life? But one was Godel Batoire, Bamolei Batoire. So by in Godel B'Shem Tov, so by him the Yom HaMavis is greater mi Yom HaVoldei, because here in the Yom HaMavis we see his complete success in life. Malgalo Bepumei de Rameya. Rameya used to say, Gemoyer b'chol levovcho uv'chol navshecho lodas es drochai. One should learn b'chol levovcho uv'chol navshecho lodas es drochai. Velishkeid al darsei teirosi, one should be shoiked al darsei ha-teire. The Goyin says, these are speaking about the teivois ha-teire, the words in the teire. Each teive is equivalent to a delis. That means it opens up into many chadorim. Many halachis can be learned from one teive. So the teive, the word of the teire is a delis, which when it is opened up, many yediyas, one can acquire many yediyas through this psichas adelas. Nitzoyer teirasi bilibecha, v'neged einecha tiye yirasi. This is what Rameya used to say. Shmer mipicha mikol chayt, v'tayr v'kadish atmecha mikol ashma v'ovin, v'aniye imcha b'chol mokit. Malgale bepumayu de Rabbonon de Yavne. The Rabbonon de Yavne always used to say as follows. Ani berye vechaveirai berye. So the, let us see Rashi. Malgale bepumayu de Rabbonon de Yavne. Ani ha'oisig betoire. So they didn't look down on themselves. I'm a berye. Berye ani. Vechain Chaveri Amo Oretz, he's also a berye. He's Matzliach, he's a berye, and I'm a berye. Ani Melachti Beir. Ani Melachti Beir, Rashi says, Kloimar, Neiche Melachti Mi Melachtoi. I have, both of us are working, but Ani Melachti Beir, Vuhu Melachtoi Basode. He has a more strenuous type of life. In the Chelik HaMeloche. Ani Mashkim Limlachti. I have to wake up early for my Meloche. V'hu Mashkim Limlachtoi. And he wakes up for his Meloche. That means none of us sleep too much. Both of us have a Tachlis. Kishem Shehu Einoi Mizgader Bimlachti. Kach Ani Einoi Mizgader Bimlachtoi. So Rashi says, Mizgader, Mizgader Litvois. Umnusi, he's no competition to me. He doesn't want to take over my umnus. He's happy the way he is. So kach ani eini misgader bimlachtoi. I'm happy the way I am also. V'shema toimar ani marbe v'hu mamit. Shaninu echad amarbe v'echad hamamit v'bad shiyechaven libei l'shamayim. So Meiradike Rashi. So Rashi says, V'shemo toimer hadin imoi, that he doesn't want to compete with me. She'enei mizgader bimlachti. We're speaking about an Am Ha'oretz. She'ilu ha'yotoyves umnusi, if he would try to become a Talmud Chochem, lo'y ho'yo lo'y leiv posuach la'halbois b'toyre kamoisi. He wasn't born with these kishoynes. So Memele, he wouldn't be able to accomplish as much as I accomplished. So it's very good that he's an Amor. It's like this, he's Al Kaponim, he's successful in something. If he would give away time to learn, he wouldn't accomplish anything. Vohoyo Mamit, he could only learn a little bit. Ve'ein lo ischar. So he doesn't have any ischar side by side. So Memele, so perhaps we should give him credit for not being misgadar bimlachti. So they said, the Chachamim B'Yavne said, no, he's making a tremendous mistake. Shoninu sheyesh lo ischar lamamit kemoi lemarde. The schar is not given in a Kodesh Boruch Hu, moine es hadafin. The schar is not given for what one accomplishes. The schar is given for lefi kishrei noisov, what is expected from him. So be'etzem there's a taina on him. Why isn't he misgaber bimlachti al kaponim? Why doesn't he take a chelik of his time to be magdishit for limudat Torah. That is, and he would, then he would be zoiche to have the same schar that I have. Because echod amarbe ve echod hamamit. The Rabbein Yoinin, the Geres HaTshuva writes that, speaking about a balabos, when a balabos comes home at night, he should make sure, he's famatot and everything, he should make sure to be keveye itim l'teire, and the Rabbein Yoinin is maflig on the tremendous schar that this person is going to have. And even though we're speaking about someone who's tired and exhausted, and how much will he be able to accomplish? Avil negoyner abekevager, he won't become. Al kolponim, he should know echod amarbe veechod hamamit. Fakert is no difference. I once mentioned a meir de kevod from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi was once by a siyam hashas adaf yomi by Balabatim, and he told them as follows. He told them that you learn a daf a day, I learn eight dafim a day. He said, but you should realize your daf is as choshev by the Rebbein Shlom as my eight dafim. This echad amalbe ve echad hamamit is the same. But he says, you should know there's one difference between you and me. He says, what's the difference? He says, the difference is as follows. If I won't learn a daf one day, so I'll be punished for not learning one daf. Of course, I should have learned that daf. If you won't learn one daf a day, you'll be punished for not learning eight dafin. That means your daf is equivalent to eight dafin, but it works both ways. It works bein letoiv and bein the other way. So that is echad amar ve'echad hamamid, it's meir de kosher. But le'idach gise, if one is not oisik in the mamid, so there's a meir de ketayne. Margale bepumei da abaye. La'olam yehi adam orum biyire. In order to orum biyire, Rashi says, let us see, shnini shesh l'ischal l'mamit k'moy l'mar b'bavad shechav li b'shamayim v'eitzol kabonus u'b'menoches b'soifa. Orum biyire laharim b'chol minei orma liyiras boiroi. That a person has to be clever liyiras boiroi. A person has to realize that there's a milchemes hayetzer, there's a soinei hagodel, and by going tmimustik and not being aware of the milchome and hoping for the best, he won't be too much matzliach. B'tachbulo istase milchome, one should realize the milchemes hayetzer has to be done with tachbulois. I saw a Meirah de Kebir from Avraham Yafin. It says in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up Rosh Chodesh Elul, so he was mavir b'machne that they should blow shofar. And in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar it says, "Idei oisei shofar nis'ala hakodesh bolchu shenemar olo lekim besrua Hashem bekel shofar." So we have to understand what was the klugizach that Moshe Rabbeinu was mesakin, they should blow shofar, uba'oisei shofar nis'ala kodesh bochu, ovo lekim bisrua. And the Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar continues that therefore they were mesakin that b'chol chodesh elul, b'chol yom shel chodesh elul, they should blow shofar. We have to understand what the connection is. So, to elaborate a little on what he says, is as follows. We have to understand, Klal Yisrael, when they were Nichshal in the Cheta Egel, it wasn't a Poshete Kisholin, it wasn't a Poshete Nisoyin. Chazal tell us, Lehoyo Yisrael Ruyin Lo'isei Maise, El Lohirish Tshuve L'Rab. And the Alshach HaKodesh explains as follows, that the Emerson, Klal Yisrael, Bishas, the Chet HaEgel, were in Amira de Kemadrega, number one. And we have a Klal called HaGodol Mechaveira Yitzroi Godol Emenu. So if they were in such a Amira de Kemadrega, We can't begin to imagine the Yitzrei Gadol Mimenu, the tremendous koyach of the Yetzer at this time. Now, normally, a tzaddik has Ezer Hashem. And the Rebbein Shloilam helps him in the Mulchemes HaYetzer, makes it easier for him. They should have been also Zoichet Ezer Hashem, but the Rebbein Shloilam took away this Ezer, and they were faced with a Mulchome, face to face with the Yetzer, without Ezer Hashem, which Be'etzem it was possible to be Mizgaba, but it was a tremendous Mulchome, and they lost. And the tachlis was why this was done. Lahirish tshuva l'rabim. If a person has a yeride al kaponim, a person should know rabim chotu, and they did tshuva, and it was nimchalahem. Al kaponim, from the cheta eagle, they came to the realization that there's a mulchemes hayetzer. They had met up with the yetzer, and they had lost the fight. So when Chodesh Elul came and Moshe Rabbeinu left them, they realized that they're not in for a good time now. The Yetzer, just like he was loichem by the Luchas Rishaynis, will be loichem by the Luchas Shniyas also. The Inyan of the Tzkiya Shofar says, V'arayosem b'chatzotzreis, when you go to Milchoma, one should blow a Truah. The Truah was a sign of Milchoma. One should be on the alert to be loichem. In Yitoka Shofar Be'ir Ba'om Lo Yechrodu, Rashi explains that there's a watchman that sees the enemy is approaching, and that was the purpose of the Tzkiya Shofar, so everyone knew we're in for a gezunta fight. Al Koponim, Klal Yisrael, Al Yidei Tzkiya Shofar alerted themselves in Melchemes HaYetzer. They realized we can't be passive as before and hope for the best. We have to prepare ourselves for the Mulchemes HaYetzer. And in this Hanhoge, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says, "Ubo'oise truah nis'ala HaKadosh Baruch Hu ol olekim b'sruah." So Al Koponim, this is what he's telling us over here. Ye Adam orum b'yire. Yire Shamayim with a Mulchemes HaYetzer does not come so easy. A person has to be laharim b'chol minei ormo. All cleverness and shrewdness that he possesses should be used liyiras boiroi. Manerach meishiv chemo umar b'sholim im echo v'im kreivov v'im kol odom afilu im nochri b'shuk. And others say that this is one of the eifanim of the Olma. Manerach, a person should always speak in a low tone, in a low key, so that will prevent him from such aveiris of halbonas ponim and machloikis meishiv chemo, he holds back the chemo, the kas umar b'sholim imechov im kreivov. These are chalokim of the fani of omer. V'afilu im nochik b'shuk kidei shei ohuv l'maylo v'nechmod l'mata v'imekubol al abris. Omru olov al Rab Yechanan ben Zakkai sh'leigdimi odom sholim e'olam Bafulu nochri bishuk. Yeah, Malgele bepume de Rove. Rove used to say, Tachlis chochme tshuve umaisim toivim. The tachlis of chochme of toire is not one should remain with the chochme as a knowledge. No, it should bring about tshuve umaisim toivim. Shalaye Adam Kaire Vishaine Ubayit Baava Vima Barabai Misha Godl Mimendal Bechma Baminyan Shanema Raishis Chachma. The Tachlis of Chachma is to bring about Yiras Hashem Seichel Toiv Lachol Aisehim La Oisim Loinema Ella La Aisehim La Oisim Lishma Vulaila Oisim Shalai Lishma. It seems that there's a diak of the pasuk. The pasuk says it should have said la'oisim, and it says oiseihem. And from this we learn that that's called ha'oise lishma v'lo la'oise shaloi lishma. The Shlaima Mishnase wants to explain this gemara as follows: oisim, if we say oisim, So one could say it's going on Maisa HaMitzvahs. And Maisa HaMitzvahs is, person does a mitzvah, a fellow shalai lishma, it's a Maisa HaMitzvah. Loi say him, the hay seems is going that they are making themselves. It is only toiv if they are making themselves. So what does that mean? That means as follows. If a person is oisik shalai lishma, and we'll see what kind of shalai lishma, Taisa says it's speaking about, he's loimed al manas lekanter, so noyach loi shalai nibra. So there was no purpose in his creation. The Rebbein Shalom created him without a purpose. So memele, that is called if he's oisik shalai lishma. Oisei hem means that from his actions, he's showing that there is a purpose in his creation. It was noyach shenivra. So that's called he's contributing in his creation. So that is speaking about a person who is oisik b'toira lishma. The Meray Mesoda wants to say pshat that there's two types of shaloi lishma in limud haTorah. There's a limud haTorah that a person is learning something which says and which is written already. He's learning it shaloi lishma, not with the correct kavanas. That's not too bad. B'tayv shalai lishma, bo lishma, that's no problem. But there's someone who's machadish in Torah. Chidushe Torah is called oisim. For example, the Baha'i Mesoda says in another place, he says, we're mispalon the broch of Ava Rabbe, lilmoid ulelameid, lishmer velasais ulekayim. So ulekayim means kiyam ha-mitzvahs. So what is lasais? So the Meray Mesoda says lasais means a person who's creating Torah, is creating chidushei dinim. He says in chidushei Torah, there it's very dangerous if a person is doing it shaloi lishma. That means as follows, a person has a shaila lahaloche, and it would be very convenient if he could be machadish, a heter, or something like that. So the motivation is the negiyah, and with that he'll, around this negiyah, he'll create a chidush. That's no good. That's noyach loy shaloy nivra. This Torah that was nischadish al yodai, this was built only for his own negiyahs, so therefore, by oiseyem, by the mechatshim b'Torah, it is only choshuv if it's oise lishma, not if it's oise shalai lishma. Chala oise shalai lishma, noyach loy shalai nivra. Because the kilkul is much greater than the tikkun. Tachlis chokhma ikra shal teire she'ima tshuva umaisim teirem. Oise shalai lishma, noyach loy shalai nivra, perish she'in loymet kedei lekayim elo lekanter. So the perik makim shenogum, o amrinin rov arom iksiv ad shemayim chazdeko, iksiv me'al shemayim, kam bo oisik shaloi lishma, vahosa mayri, but it's ad shemayim, v'mekayim kadei sheyichabdu. So that, and that shaloi lishma, there's a mutav sheyasik betel mitzvah shaloi lishma, v'chei mashma b'yishalmi de pirkin. Let us see, toisvis, v'navshi ke'ofo lakil tiyye. So Taisvi says that Ofar has a tremendous mila. Ma Ofar eine mekabel kliya la'olam. Ofar one cannot destroy. Ofar remains. You can step on it, but it will remain. Ken yihirotzoin shezari lo yichla la'olam kamoy shu'oyme b'hoya zaracha ka'afar ha'oretz, which is a tvila anitzchiyus. Ani berye vechaveire berye kloima yesh loy leiv komoini la havchin bein toiv lera. So mamela there's a tain on him if he doesn't do it. Ha oise shaloi lishma noyach loy shaloi nivra vim toim ha so taisi says ksa oma rav yudha mara perik mokim shenoagu lo ilom yasik odem beteir ve mitzis afilu shaloi lishma shemitoich shaloi lishma bo lishma. And it seems that's what one should always do. Lo'ilam yasik adam b'teir b'mitzvus, v'yishloime da hochem mayri she'ine loymeid elo lekanter. What we're speaking about is the whole purpose of the learning is only lekanta, to chepa others, lekanta chavero. That's noyech loy shaloy nivro. There is no tachlis in his learning, and the whole learning is to make sure that others don't learn, or to be mekanta on others. V'hosa mayri shaloy med al menashe yechabdu, for covet or other reasons. So there's a Avtoch of Chazal lo'olam yasik odom b'toyer b'mitzvahs afilu shaloy lishmo. And this Indian, the Goyin says pshat, the Gemara says, impoge b'chom menuvul moshcheyu lebeis ha-medrash, that the Yetzirah chepetzach to a person, so you should schlep him into the beis medrash. So the Goyin asks, why should, first of all, you don't have to schlep the Yetzirah in. He goes by himself. The Gemara Nedarim says an apostle in Keheles, Uvo Melech Godel, he comes without an invitation, you don't have to schlep him in. And then secondly, it's difficult to understand what tachlis will one have by bringing him into the Beis Medrash. So the Goyin says as follows. That means if the Yetzer is misgabar on the person and he wants he should be misgadol, be in Yonei Kovid or in Yonei, different in Yonim, some prizes, and that's going to motivate him. Adarabe, he wants COVID, he's looking for it, so let's use this motivation for COVID in the Beis Medrash. That is the lo'olam yasik odom b'teir mitzvahs afilu shaloy lishmo. The person should never get tired of this. Shabitoy shaloy lishmo bo lishmo. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says in Nefesh HaChaim, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that even if he's always Isaac Shalei Lishma, there was a minute that he learned Lishma also. It wasn't a pure Shalei Lishma, and that's Givaldik Choshev. And this minute of Lishma cashes out the whole Shalei Lishma, because it seems the whole Shalei Lishma brought about that he was Eichet to learn a minute Lishma. So that Chazal encouraged one to do. Malgalei Bepumei Derab. Rav always used to say, Loi ka'ilam hazeh ha'ilam habo. So not to say, ha'ilam habo ein boi loi achile v'loi shtiye v'loi pirye v'rivye v'loi maso matn v'loi kino v'loi sine v'loi tachos es no machloikes ala tzadikim yoishvin v'atroseyem v'rosheyem v'nenin miziv ashchine. The Marsha says, could be atreiseim b'rosheim. What are these atoreis? So the Marshos brings a medrash. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyois atora b'rosh kol tzadik. The Rebbeinu Shloim will be the atore of the rosh kol tzadik. Shnema b'yaymu yia Hashem la teres tzvi. And it's very good v'atreiseim b'rosheim. The tzaddik, who his mind was always enveloped, the divrei Torah, and the Lalatanya writes, there's no greater dveikis in the Rabbeinu Shloim when a person is dovuk in Torah, kutshebericha v'yoyreise chatu, and when his mind envelops divrei Torah, which this is the dvar Hashem and the rotzen Hashem, the kutcha baricha baraisa chatu, so is meiridik dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shloim. So these are the crowns of the tzaddikim v'atreiseim b'reisheim. It's not al reisheim, it is b'reisheim. And that, the marshoves which were tomid b'reisheim, that will be their atore la'osid lovoi. V'nenin miziv ashchine, they will derive benefit from the oir hashchinah shenema vayechzu es elokim vayechlu vayishtu they were nene ki'ilu ochlu vishos. Now the Gemara says right afterwards, gedoyla haftoche sheiftichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu lenoshim yeser min ha'anoshim. The women are more secure than the men. Shenema noshim sha'anano iskoimno shmano koili. Shananois means they're secure. Bonois boitcheis hazeino imrosi. We'll come back to this in a minute. Omalei rabel rabchi yenoshim b'mai zachion, b'krui b'nayel b'knishte, they bring the children to cheder.
We learned already before, the children used to learn in Cheder, Ubasnuye Gavrayu Bei Rabbonon, and they permit the husbands to go to the Bote Midroshim, the Notrim Le Gavrayu, and they wait for the husbands to come, Ad Osu Mi Bei Rabbonon. Now, first of all, we have to know what is the connection with these two memories. Before we learned how Olam Rav said what the Loika Olam Hazeh Olam Habo. There is a medrash. The medrash says that the tachlis of a isha on this world is in yonei Olam Hazeh. A person, she cooks for the husband, she makes clothes for the husband, she takes care of his Olam Hazeh dike inyonim. So, now we just heard Olam Haba, there's no necessity for all these things, ein bo lo yachila v'lo yishtiye, v'lo yipirye v'rivye. So one would think that Olam Haba is only made for anoshim, because there's no tachlis for noshim in Olam Haba. So the Gemara says right away, G'doyla haftoche shehivtichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'noshim yoyser min ha'anoshim. That means one could have, one is in for a surprise. In Olam Haba you could find more noshim than anoshim there. Why? What are they zoiche? So here we're speaking about this Olam Haba about reseyim b'reseyim, which comes about through Limud HaTorah. They're potter from Limud HaTorah. They're my zochin, but they're misaviv that the men should learn. Through bringing the children and permitting the husbands to learn, or sending off the husbands, encouraging the husbands to learn. So they have a chelik in Limud HaTorah. But they're gedoyla. Gedoyla haftoche sheftichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'noshim. The Chasam Sofer says, why is it gedoyla? Why is it G'dayla? So they have a chelik in his learning. So why is it G'dayla? So the Chasam Sofer says, if a wife sends off her husband in Beit Medrash to learn, and she sends him off for 2 hours, Kevaldik, she would very much enjoy, you should be home and help her. Kitzur, she sends him off to learn. The husband goes to learn, and he learns something, he battles something. So we'll clear how much did he accomplish that in those 2 hours. So it matters which was more, the batolo or the limud. Al kaponim could be he lost on the deal. She didn't lose anything. What on her mitzvah? I once heard them kematich. I once heard from the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva. She sent him away for 2 hours. That means what she was supposed to do in for limud atayra she did. What he's going to do later, that's his pekel. But what she did, that's the shananis, that's the boitreis. The husband's coming into the base medal, she doesn't know how he's going to end up. Is he going to learn? Is he going to battle there? He doesn't know that. But she is shananis. Others say pshat that if one can lose the schar of the mitzvah, if one is rachman and it's long toya ala rishonis, one is mescharet from what one did, one loses the schar. But al kaponim, that's Lagabi, the husband that learned. Lagabi, the Isha that sent him to learn, she is Beit Chois in Shananai. So that's the Godel, Gdoila Haftoche, Sheftichna Kadosh Baruch Hu Noshim, Yoiser Mina Noshim. Ki have a Mifteru Rabbonon Mibei Rabami. When the Talmidim from that learned by Rabami left Rabami, Ba'omri Lo Mibei Rabchanine, Omri lei hochi. So one used to bench the other one. Eilomcho tire bechayecho. You should be zoiche to Olam Hazeh. Rashi says, Eilomcho tire bechayecho kol tzorchecho timtso. Let us, in the meantime, see the other Rashis. Vayechlo v'yishtu sovu miziv ha'shchine kilu ochlo v'shosu. They're secure. They learned in a shul. The notron legavrayu mamtinis lebalein v'noisis lam reshus lo leches v'lumay teire be'ir acheres. Mitzvah Rabbanon Zemizeh Sheyenoytel Rishus Mechaveiro Eloshev Lebeise Eloartoy, when they separated one from the other. Oilomcha Tire Bachayecha Kol Tzorchecha Timotze. You should be zeiche to have all Tzorche Oilom Hazeh. Then they gave brachas. Va'achisa va'achischa l'chayei ha'olam haba v'tikvascha l'der der. Libcha yeget vuna, your lave should think b'nyonei bine, b'nyonei tvune, v'tatzloche, picha yedaber chochmois, that the peh should be able to relate, give over chochmes, l'shencha yachish v'nonois, afapecha yashiru negdecha, Yaishiru Rashi says, Pichai da bachachmet v'loshim brocha yoimrim, Yaishiru loshim yoisher, shetei meivin b'toire kahaloche. You should understand with a yashrus. Einecho yoiru b'mayur toiro, uponecho yasiru kizoya rekiyam. The Masho says, I think, chachmas, odom toir ponov, the chachme that a person is koine, so he radiates from that chachme, Oponecho yaziru, sibsei secho yabiyu das, bekil yaisecho taloizno meishorim, upomecho yarutsu lishmoya divrei atik yoimin. There's a very interesting marsho. The marsho says over here, it seems that they gave a broche on each aver, the inayim and the peh and the loshoin. And so the marsho says, Avol yodayim loy nokat. It doesn't speak about the hands. The loy shayochim klal lilmay teire. The hands have no shakas with limudat teire. So therefore, hands weren't mentioned. Someone was ma'ire a very interesting ha'ore. The Masho himself says in Baba Basra, the Gemara says, Ashrei misha bo lekan v'talmudoi biyodoi. Biyodoi. So the Masho says, Iker halimut, v'shenase b'yroishem, the limut that a person will remain, which will remain by a person, hu halimut b'ksivas yad. That what he writes down, that he's going to remember. A person can get a tremendous klarkeit in learning through writing something down. V'alkein nikro hachachomim seifrim. Hachomim are called seifrim because that's their hatzlochet. So it's a shtikel ha'ora over here. The Masho l'shitosoi, here he says there's no necessity to give a broche to the yodayim, and there fakert, ashrei mi shebo lekan v'talmudei biyodei. K'avemitu rabbonon mibei Rav Chisde. When the rabbonon left Rav Chisde, v'omir lo mibei Rav Shmuel ben Achmeinu, omru lei hochei alufeinu misubolem. What's alufeinu misubolim? Rabu Shmuel v'omru lo Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Elozer. Chad omar alufeinu b'toire. Alufeinu is a loshen alufim yudoi. Alufeinu is a loshen a rebbe, a melamed. Umisubolim b'mitzvahis. That v'yeit shichmai lizbel, the Marsha says, the asiyas ha-mitzvahis comes with a lot of Sevel, a lot of savlonis. You can understand this, the Chazon Ish says in the Hakdome Toyer Chaim. No, I think he says it in Amun of Ashgocha, I think. The Chazon Ish spoke from experience. He says, imagine a person spent days and days looking for a Toshere Esrik. Finally he found an Esrik with all the Hiddurim, after so much time, and all of a sudden he looks at it, after he bought it already, and he sees it as a shaila. Could be its puzzle. Now what's gonna happen now? The agmas nefesh, the tsar, and the conflict, what his wife is going to say. He spent so much time and it's a puzzle asking now. And by all mitzvahs, by all kiyam mitzvahs, how many yiridis a person has, and va'achai kechloi sakel, could be, he wasn't zeichet to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Chavis Havavah says that's not biyad ha'odom to be mekayim. That's biyad ishal kodesh bohu. He has to do the hishtadlis. But the Chazon Ish says, how much savlonis is necessary for a person to be mekayim a mitzvah kehil choso. It should be oizgalten. It demands a welt of sablonis. So it could be that is pshat umesubolim b'mitzvahs. Vayeit shichmei lisboil. We're speaking about mitzvahs. One needs patience and sablonis. V'chadoma alufeinu b'toira b'mitzvahs umesubolim b'yisurim. The Yisayvul Yisurim, the Pasuk says, Umachayveinu Savolam, Ein Peretz Shiloi Tehei Siyateinu, Kisayotai Shal David, Sheyotza Mimenu Achisayful, Ve'ein Yoytzeis, there shouldn't be an Achibure like by David, Achisayful came out, Ve'ein Yoytzeis Shiloi Tehei Siyateinu, Kisayotai Shal Shol, Sheyotza Mimenu Doig, Hadoimi ve'ein tzvocha shloitesi atenu kisayote shalalishe sheyotze mimenu geichazi. That means there were choshe v'chabures fafal pikein. There was someone in the chabure that not only was like the chabure, but he put a gewaldike taina on the whole chabure. Let us see Tosfos. Peretz Zachi Soifel Sheporat Pirtze B'Malchus Beis David. He made a Pirtze in Malchus Beis David. Yoytzeis Zedoyig Sheyotza Letal Besro Kedemeforish Bechelek Kabivai Sheyotza Zed. So Doyig was Yotza Letal Besro. Others want to say that the Inyan of Yoytzeis, Aloshin Nekeve, by Doig, because Doig, the Gemara in Yevamos relates as follows, that Doig was the one that wanted to say that David is possible of Ibekol. And the Tainid, it says, Lo Yovei Moyovi, and David came from a Moyovis, from Rusa Moyavio. So he came before Shaul and he tainted that David is possible of Ibekol. He comes from Moyov. So the Chazal tainted over there, there's a drosha, Moyovi, Vuloi Moyovis. So he says, since when do you make such drosha? So say, Loyovi Mamzer, Vuloi Mamzeres. He didn't like this drosha. So they tainted, the reason it says, that Moyov is possible of Ibekol, because Ashlekid mu eschem belechem of Amayim. There was a time on them. They should have done Chesed. Dalke al ish lekadem, vein dalke al ish lekadem. That's what they tainted. So Mamela, the Torah gives the reason why they are possible. So Mamela, the Moyavim aren't, the Moyavio is not possible. So he says, why not? Let the Anoshim go lekadem ha-Anoshim, and the Noshim should go lekadem ha-Noshim. So Memele, his taina was that the women also should have gone out. That's the Yoytzeis over here. That means he was the one that was mekatrig on David with the taina from Yoytzeis. That's, the Gemara says, kol kvuda bas melech penimo, that's not a tachlis. Either means the Bnei Yisrael weren't going out Tzivasai, some male there was no one to go out for. But al Kaponim, others say that this is the Yoytzeis, that he had a taina on the Yitziyah, that they should have gone out. Tzvocha Zegechazi, Tosfos says, Shehoya Metzoyre, he eventually became a Metzoyre, with the mice of Namon, Uchsiv Bei Tomei Tomei Yikra, Vahainu Tzvocha. He was the one that was always screaming. Others say pshat tzvocha. I think the Marsha says this, that when Elisha gave him the matter to be Mechaya, the ben of the Isha Shanamis, so he told him and instructed him, v'chi yivarechecha ish lo yisanenu, you should not be mefalsam the nest. The matter was going to make tchiyas ameisim, so memela you shouldn't be mefalsam it. And Gechazi was going and talking and telling everybody what Elisha wants to do. He wants to be Mechayim Meisim with Amati. You think he made Letzonis about the matter? The Letzonis, the Mirashiva Zechayim Lebrach HaBechayim Shmulevet says, the Kedusha of Elisha put in the koyach of tchiyas ameisim in the matte, in the litzonis of geichas, he took it out of the matte. Al koponim, that is the tzvocha, the Marsha says. He was screaming away, you think something could happen from this matte, so that's why it goes on geichas. Perhaps we can learn noch one gemore, shimu eilai abire leiv al choykim mitzidoke. Rav Shmuel v'omri lo Rav Yochanan v'Rav Elozar. There's abirei leiv, avir is a lotion of chayzik, of strength. There are the abirei leiv, horchoikim, which they are far away from charity. They don't need charity. They're not dependent on charity. Rav Shmuel v'omri lo Rav Yochanan v'Rav Elozar. Chad omar, kol ha'oilam kulay nizaynim bitztoke. The main am, when they're coming to the Rabbi Nishal Oilam, they do not have their own tchusim. Like we say in the Slichas, kedalim ucheroshim dofaknud losecha. We're coming for tzedoke, kedalim ucheroshim. V'heim, but the yisabirei leiv nizaynim bizroya. What does Rashi say, v'heim? Kol aylam kulay nizaynim bitzdoke, bitzidkose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'loy bizchushe biyodom. They don't have enough schusim to be zeiche for mizaynis. So they're nizaynim bitzdoke. V'heim nizaynim bizroya, bizchus she biyodom. U betzadike mishto yikro, v'korilu rechoikim mitzidkose shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are the tzadikim. Taisvis says something in Yonah Diyayme, V'heim nizaynim bizroya, U'lekach yesh lahagia bizachaynis, God, I saw my mouth that says the way, not like Taisvis ago, V'heim bizroya odecha bo. It says in Zachaynis that they're coming to you bizroya. V'loi garsinin, the girse that we have, is v'loy garsinan odecha loybo. They are not coming bizroya. Fakert, according to this gemara, they are coming bizroya, with this chus atma. That is one shot. V'chadoma kol ha'oilam kulay nizaynim bizchusom, a different shot in the posik, that the world is nizin in their chus, v'heim afilu bizchus atzmon ein nizaynim. For themselves, they don't have a schus to have mezaynis. Keder Rav Yehuda Merav, Dom Rav Yehuda Merav, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim baskol yoytzeis mahalchoyre v'ymeres kolay v'mkulay nizaynim v'shvil chanina b'ni. In the schus of Rav Chanina ben Doise, Chanina b'ni dailoy b'kav chruvim me'erev Shabbos li'erev Shabbos. So there are, the Teres Chaim explains that the chelik, the Rabbeinu Shlom created the world b'shutfes midas hadin and midas harachmim. Others are soivul the midas hadin, and the rest is his anhog of rachmim. That was Rab Chanina ben Doise. Rab Chanina ben Doise was soivul the midas hadin hamutal al ha'olam. So therefore, he did not have, he wasn't zeiche to mezaynis. He had a kav chuvim me'erev Shabbos li'erev Shabbos. Einam nizaynim she'einlam kedei tzorcheim u'misparnasin b'koishim.